Audio Gravity, 12th of October 2009. Good morning. Straight into it this morning. First link, pixelinglife.com. I had to mention this site. I came across it probably about a week or so ago. And it's a portfolio from a guy or a team in Valencia in Spain. And not only do I like the introduction to the site in terms of this almost like grid, 3D grid field that reacts in time with the music that's playing, but it's also got like this really nice ambient plasma smoke effect that drifts off the top line of when the music's playing, and it's got a fantastic music score as well. And it just goes to show you that the power of just a portfolio like that can influence your decision about the company, because I know nothing about them, but because they've spent the time to make this really sort of interesting and engaging front end, it actually makes me think that, you know, these guys are very, very creative from the get-go, and I like that a lot. And I think more people should be shouting out to designs and creative artists who make this sort of stuff, instead of it just being, you know, written that this stuff exists. It's fantastic. Next link, this is over on firstwebdesign.com. 72 creative and smart typography logo inspiration links. So what this is, if you've ever sat down to do a design for a site, and you tend to load up your fonts in Photoshop and go through your fonts and go, no, I don't like this, and then you go on this massive big hunt for decent free open source true type fonts, and then realize that to get decent ones you're probably gonna have to spend some money. Then if you actually play around with some of the ones you've got, you could probably make some decent logos if you had just flicked that little creative switch upstairs. What this is a page full of ideas to change the text just a little bit, or put a graphic to it to make it just a little bit different than the norm. And if you're looking for a bit of inspiration for making logos, I suggest you definitely bookmark this and give it a look whenever you're making your next logo. Next link today is over on brightsideofnews.com. AMD demonstrates their 24 LCD setup on a single computer. There is a massive amount of work going on the graphics space. It almost feels a little bit like overkill, and it's one of the reasons why I got out of having a PC, because I just couldn't keep up with the constant reinvention of the graphics card. You know, there's just so much work going into the graphics card. And the GPU side of a graphics card taking, you know, all the computational stuff away, or not all of it, but quite a chunk of it, and taking it onto the GPU for it to manipulate, because otherwise you've just got this graphics card sitting in your machine using loads of power that's not being really utilized unless you're playing games. And I think it was probably the PS3 that kickstarted the whole idea that the engine could be used, or the graphics engine could be used to, you know, number crunch a lot of stuff. And these things sit around on, sometimes in standby, obviously, but these sit around on not doing anything. It'd be great to have them. I don't even know if they actually link them in as a screensaver. That would make sense if you've got your game on pause and it went off after, you know, 20, 30 seconds and loaded up one of these calculation programs to use that time. I'm sure you'd get a lot more people doing number crunching if they did. Anyway, this ATI Eyefinity is what they're trying to do. The resolution of a human eye is 268 million pixels, and AMD are trying to their best to capture most of it. So what they've got is this AMD machine that enables use of 6 displays on a single GPU, meaning that a computer equipped with 4 of these cards could power 24 displays. And so they've got this machine with this 55 megapixel display wall of these 24 display LCDs, and they were all on 24-inch Dell 2408 WFP displays, and using a single PC based on the AMD Phenom 2955. And just, you have to go and have a look at this blog to appreciate what this machine is actually doing. And what's great about this, and what I really like about the development side of the graphics card, is that straight out of the box, they are being supported in Linux, which is brilliant, because normally it's a case of, oh, it's a Windows program, and people don't like the idea of it being not stable and running a video wall and falling over, whereas Linux is a lot more, I find, robust and stable. Next link today is a portfolio from Jeffrey Whitehead that I had to mention, because it's just really, really slick, very minimal, but has a very, you know, strong, bold approach at Fridgeworks. Fridgeworks.com. He's got this little portfolio for web, print, branding, flash, and other. And I just wanted to give him a shout out because he does some great stuff and he's inspired me to do things a lot more minimal. Well, he's not the only one, but there's other ones as well. But he does some great stuff. He's fantastic. I love his business cards as well. I've got these rounded grey with like a silver stamped Fridgeworks on it. Really nice. Next link today is spatialkey.com, location intelligence for decision makers. So imagine something like Google Maps, but then take it to the next degree. Imagine having an unlocked access to a data library of content to do with, housing prices, flooding, criminal activity. Imagine being able to layer that stuff on top of, you know, a map. Spatial Key is a web-based location intelligence solution that enables interactive analysis and reports to be created and shared by decision makers in minutes. Really interesting to see where all this is going. And it's interesting that we're sort of getting access to it on a small business level as well, because a lot of this stuff is high-end. And now to actually have it in on a web environment is pretty powerful. Final link today is a fantastic video and blog community for mums, and basically they're talking about parenting, kids, pregnancy, family, all that sort of stuff, and it's called Momversation. I'm not sure about the name so much, but it's very lightweight. The video quality is fantastic. It's great topics, and it's great to see them bouncing around from one person to another person and not diluting their opinions. I like the fact that video blogging or video online, web video seems to be a lot more realistic because it, you know, people can call you out on it on the web. It's not like pre-organized television. Raw comments from different mums, and they've got a great little network. If you're into your computer and you're into video and you're looking for really good examples of what video can do for a community, go and check it out. Momversation.com. That's it for today. Speak to you tomorrow. Cheers, bye.